Bra.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling, on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
Good morning and welcome to Tradio. This is Hannah Flora. I'm joined here in Studio One at KFSK by Chris Weiss.
Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning. Thanks for being here. And we don't have any callers yet on the line. Call us at 907-772-3808. In the meantime, what's going on over at the library?
Oh, lots of things going on at the library. It's always best to just go to psglib.org. A few things I can't even mention because they've already started, like the robotics for kids. If you haven't signed up already for the Friday classes, it's too late. Sorry, guys. Karen Malcolm is still having her yoga on Saturdays. And coming up, Pia Riley is going to be doing a 3-day watercolor workshop coming up the beginning of March.
And that is for all experience levels, correct?
Yes.
I saw somebody ask that on the Facebook post.
Yes, definitely.
And does that come with supplies included?
Yes.
Or do you have to? Okay.
Everything is included for the class. So, yes, you can go register again at psglib.org.
And is that, I remember in the past it was Friday afternoon or evening and then Saturday and Sunday?
Correct.
Okay.
It's a 3-day class. Yes.
Good. And register early for those classes. I tried to get my daughter signed up for robotics again. I was too late.
Yes,
those classes fill up fast. So make sure if you're interested, make sure you do it now. Don't procrastinate.
And the other thing is that although it may look like you're registered for a class, if you have not, if there is a fee associated with a class, you do need to pay that fee to actually be registered and in the class. And so even though it may sound like you're registered, look like you're registered, if you have not paid for a class, you may find that when you show up that you're not in it.
You got bumped.
You got
All right.
bumped.
Good to know. And then Ashley Lohr has been teaching lots of jewelry making classes.
She has another one coming up.
Mm-hmm. February 21st?
Yes.
Okay, great. I love that she's doing all of those while she's on sabbatical. That is Wednesday, February 21st from 5:30 until 7:45 p.m. There is a fee, so pay so you get to take that class, $65. And then there are, there's the yoga with Karen Malcolm that happens on Saturdays at 11. And then there's also Yogi's Playground for kids.
And I believe another one is coming up, and now I do not remember. It's not every Saturday.
It's every other. And I think there was one last Saturday, which would mean that it would
be
the 17th.
Yes.
There's another one. Those are very fun. Your kid does not have to be a calm child to enjoy that one.
It's very active.
Very lively. Yes. Always lots of great stuff going on over at the library. And I don't know how long we've been jabbering on while somebody waited patiently.
Oh.
Apologies, caller, if you've been waiting for a long time. We have somebody on line one.
Hi, this is Alec McMurrin.
Hi.
Hi. Well, it sounds like it's good and busy at the library.
Oh, yes.
Well, I've got something for sale. I've got one of those 160-gallon diesel tanks that I was using for a heating stove in the house. And it's kind of halfway, it's in good shape. It's halfway undercover and it's got probably 30 or 40 gallons of fuel in it. And I don't have a stove anymore, so I got to get rid of the thing. So anyway, so it's for sale for $300. 160-gallon, and there's a filter on it, and it's never had any water in it. It's nice and clean.
Okay. How can folks get a hold of you, Alec?
Well, my phone number, 518-1943.
What was that?
518-1943.
Yeah, you blipped out there for a moment. 1943. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for calling, Alec.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Take care. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Coming up this weekend, it's Super Bowl Sunday. If you are a person who watches the Super Bowl, but not a person who likes to make snacks for the Super Bowl, the Petersburg Children's Center is off it. Let's try that again. The Petersburg Children's Center is auctioning off Super Bowl snacks as a fundraiser. I don't know what kind of snacks they are, but they have lots of good cooks who are associated with the Children's Center. So it's definitely worth a look. You can go online and find their page on Facebook. And I think the auction takes place online through Facebook. And the auction is happening on Saturday, February 10th from noon until 2 p.m. So I'm sure they have all of the information about how to participate in that auction, but definitely worth a look to see what snacks they've got going on.
Yeah, and isn't it all about the snacks? Who cares about the Super Bowl?
That is how I feel, but I'm not going to speak for others. I think there are indeed people who care about the Super Bowl.
Oh, yes, I know. But I had to say that.
Yes, I have only ever participated for the snacks, 100%. Okay, we've got a caller in line one.
Good morning. This is Sally calling from the sun.
Hi, Sally.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, I'm excited about the class tomorrow. I'm taking the pendant class at 2 with Ashley.
Oh, that's the pendant making class with where you make it 2. With another person.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You each get to make one, though.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Yeah. And hopefully my friend will make it in on the plane. She's over in Wrangell. But yeah, it's going to be fun. And it's a little heart shape, I guess. Might spur me on to sign up for the other class, the earring class, and make it to match.
Yeah, I saw somebody who had made one of those pendants with their kids, and it was so cute, and the kid was very excited about it.
Oh,
it was
yes.
very charming. Yeah, so it looks like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think so. Something different.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have bingo tonight. Snow or shine or rain or sleet or hail, we're kind of like the postal service. We'll be there.
What kind of snacks? We have a snack theme going. What snacks are happening over at bingo?
Well, we're kind of busting it out tonight because it's Valentine's coming up, you know, between now and our next bingo. Mm. And so one of our bingo players is going to bring some kind of ham soup, kind of a something to keep people warm. Mm-hmm. And I've made banana bread with orange in it. I've made a giant heart chocolate chip cookie, which I'm decorating right now. I have an almond ripple cake baking in the oven right as we speak, and cupcakes are ready to go in.
Goodness. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Almond roca cake.
It's going to be kind of a graze night, I think. We'll just kind of put a few things out and sort of add to it as things disappear, or I haven't figured it all out yet, but you know how it goes. We kind of go the seat of our pants down there.
That sounds quite lovely all around.
Yeah.
All right.
Chair, of course, is working, and doors open at 6, and bingo starts at 7.
Okay.
And if you bring a new player, there might be a little treat for you.
Ooh.
Someone that hasn't played before, if you bring a friend with you.
What if you're a person who isn't brought by anybody, but you are a new player? Do you get that treat yourself?
I think that'd be fair.
Okay. Excellent. Good incentive.
As long as we don't have 30 or 40, but I think we could handle it.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, happy
at the Sons of Norway upstairs.
Yes. Okay. Happy Valentine's bingo.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Yay, yay, yay. Huh?
All right. Thanks for calling, Sally.
You bet. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks. You too. All right. And then the other thing happening this weekend, and I have to admit, I don't actually know when the Super Bowl is on Sunday, but I did read in the paper that if you are not going to be watching the Super Bowl, you can go to see Tony Liu perform at the Lutheran Church. He's a classical pianist who is performing at 2 p.m. And he's performing a diverse program, some of his own transcriptions of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, And the concert is free of charge, but donations will be accepted. And I have to say, I went and sat in on one of his classes that he gave at the high school to the high school band. And he is an absolute delight. He is so funny.
That's what I've heard.
And so fun. And I was not planning on going, and now I definitely will be going. So
nice.
If you're on the fence or it hadn't really occurred to you, I would say give it a chance because it is going to be quite entertaining.
Yes. And from the newscast this morning, it sounds like Russian jazz. That just piqued my interest there.
I love that his response to my question about what would be there for people who didn't like classical, he was like, oh, don't worry. there will be Russian jazz. Like, all right. I don't know what that is. He's like, I'm not even going to tell you what that is. You just have to come to find out.
No.
All right, we've got another caller here on line one. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Doug.
Hi.
So, along with the bingo theme, there's a potential opportunity out there for someone that needs volunteer hours or something, because I need a backup caller.
Oh, what does a caller do so that people know what they're getting themselves into?
You're basically, you're the person that pulls the balls out of the bingo console and calls them out, et cetera. The thing is, we're operating on skeleton crew, and I don't have a backup right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So kind of a lot of power associated if somebody wants to have the thrill of...
Not really. as games go, bingo is the closest thing to pure chance as you can get.
Fair enough.
But it still requires, if I'm out, it means somebody's not watching a till box. So.
Yeah. Okay. And I know that it's 19 and over, so
only if you play?
Have to be 19 or, because that's the whole gambling thing.
Okay.
If you're going to have money in it,
right?
19 or over. There have been volunteers in the past that have been under 19.
Okay, so if you're a high school kid who needs volunteer hours for one of your programs, it is legal for you to volunteer for bingo, just not to play it.
That is my understanding.
Okay, excellent. Uh-huh. Well, I know that they're always scrambling during the second semester to get those volunteer hours in. How do folks get a hold of you if they're interested in being a caller?
My number is 518-0045. I'm pretty sure Rhoda's the person that's going to, and I'll relay it, and then I will relay them to whoever is. So I'm pretty sure it's Rhoda, but
okay.
Anyway, there's an opportunity out there. It's like 4-ish hours on Friday.
Okay,
it's like 4 hours or so. So
that sounds good. All right. Thanks for calling,
Doug.
Thanks.
Yep.
Bye. Okay. I think we're ready for a rundown.
Well, actually, I'm going to say this is just a packed weekend and packed week coming up.
More
with
stuff.
Celebrations. I mean, let's see. Tomorrow is Chinese New Year.
Oh.
Year of the Dragon.
So yes.
We can celebrate that this weekend. Tuesday is Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah.
So this is Carnival Week, Fasching Week. And then the following day, of course, is Valentine's Day. So
goodness.
This is jam-packed here.
Yeah, you can pick which one of those you want to observe.
Yeah. And then, of course, Super Bowl. But anyway.
I have a feeling that you will not be celebrating that one, Chris.
Well, it just depends,
Maybe you'll make a plate of nachos.
Yeah, I mean, from Wisconsin, if the Packers were there, maybe I would watch. Occasionally, I turn it on. And see how they were doing. But.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Yeah, it's true. If you need something to pull you out of the February gloom, there are many excuses to come up with some sort of celebration.
Something to celebrate, yes.
Okay.
Okay. So getting to a rundown. Alec called. He has a 160-gallon diesel tank. In good shape. It has filters. There's never been water in it. There's about 30 to 40 gallons in that tank. He's asking $300 for that. And if you need more information or are interested, you can give him a call at 907-518-1943. Sally called from The Suns, it's bingo night tonight. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. They are having a huge spread tonight. There will be ham soup, banana bread, almond roca cake, a heart-shaped cookie, and cupcakes.
Goodness.
And if you bring a new player or are a new player, they have some kind of special secret treat for you. So you can think about that, too, tonight. Doug called, again, related to the bingo, is that they are always looking for callers, just as backups. You know, they are working on a skeleton crew, so if you need some volunteer hours or are interested in just seeing what happens at bingo at the Suns on Friday night, you can give Doug a call, and he will direct you to the correct person to talk to. And Doug's number is 907-518-0045.
All right, and we have another caller on line one. Welcome to Tradio.
Good morning, and thank you. Sorry I'm late getting in. I have a big old file cabinet I would like to give away. It's a metal one, and it's about, 4 feet tall, I think. It's got four drawers in it. I emptied it out, and it's sitting here, and I would like to just give it away if somebody would like to have it to put in their garage or put in somewhere to put stuff in, but I just want to get it out of my house. My number is 772-3208.
3208. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, ladies.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling, on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.